This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is our co-host on the program, as always, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. And Joe, welcome to the show. How can our audience find you?
They can reach out to me at my website, and that is rippleconnects.com. Freddie, that is probably the best way for people to understand my coaching, what others say about me, you know, my professional background. I've reinvented, recalibrated, retooled my career. So I'm in a pretty good position to help people do that themselves. And that's rippleconnects.com. But Freddie, you know, if anybody was inclined to pick up the phone and call me, I return everybody's calls. My number is 763-438-1621, and I'll be glad to be a resource to them in regards to their career.
You talk a lot about making sure that you have a strong bench of advocates. You talk about having a great network. How do you measure the strength of your professional network as we start out our program today? When you begin to measure the strength of that network, what are the key elements in making sure that yours is really well put together?
Well, let me start out by saying it's important to test the strength of your network.
Oh, test it.
I've met a lot of people that know a lot of people, but not enough to really engage them in a job search, or they go off on their own, you know, start a new business and so forth. So it's almost the paint a picture. It's a professional network that's 10 miles wide, but only 2 inches deep. I like to take the opposite. I'd rather have a network that's 2.5 miles wide and 6 feet deep, because that means people understand who I am, what my objectives are, what I stand for, my work ethic, and so forth. So it's very critical for people to differentiate. In job search, often I see a lot of people wanting to go network with other job seekers, and that is good to a certain extent, understanding what's out there, new resources and so forth. But ideally, a job search that's built around those advocates that you mentioned, and building that bench of advocates, is probably going to get you more traction in the hidden job market. And we've talked about that a couple weeks ago. But measuring who do you have in your network, and you should be able to do that on an ongoing basis. So you know, Freddie, because if you are in job search, you don't want to find out that your network is weak. That is not the time to realize that. So measuring, how do we measure? Case by case basis. Freddie, I know we've known each other about 5 years. The strength of our network connection is strong. Agreed?
I would agree 100%.
But it takes work. It just didn't happen magically. We met 5 years ago and started collaborating. And we've granularly built an effective working relationship. And so I gauge the strength of our connection and within my professional network is strong. But there's others that I've lost track of. There's others that, for one reason or another, have gotten pulled away because of a new job or life commitments, that maybe it's not as strong as it once was. So to realize the different strengths of the connection, the business relationship, is more important than having a professional network that's 10 miles wide. I've had people that have had 4,000 LinkedIn connections, but only really know 10. And that doesn't do them well when it comes down to job search, the hidden job market, and so forth. So case by case, we have to figure out the strength of the people that we have in there. And that's an important point that I want to get across. Because if we just wait until we're in job search and we think that we can just go meet new people and build our networks that way, it may give you some early traction, but I don't think it's going to give you the powerful traction you could get with the strong connections, the business relationships within your professional network. So I wanted to start with that. There's a differential there. And that's important to bring out. Do you agree with that, Freddie?
I do.
In a sense.
I do. And it makes me curious. So we're talking with Joe McKenzie about measuring the strength of your professional network. And yes, I do agree with that. And I'm wondering, are there some key steps to qualifying the people in your network so mm-hmm. that you know exactly how strong they are against some very key metrics that make sense?
Absolutely. And this is one of the processes we take our clients through. We start asking good questions of who they know, but to qualify them, here's one of the most important points that I see is if you want to build your bench of advocates, you want to build it around someone that could be, is this person somewhat of a natural connector, meaning someone that can pivot to, you know, Freddie, I really should introduce you to this person. And then they follow through and they've thought critically about what Freddie Bell's objectives are. Now, that is a critical piece, because if I just wanted to show off and say, well, I'm going to show Freddie Bell that I know 10,000 people or know 100 important people or drop some big names, if they can't help or understand what Freddie Bell's objectives are, then you're not qualifying the right people. So for me, I like to ask the question of, well, who do you know within your professional network that is a natural connector, a willingness to think critically about your own job search, and then introduce you to your key connections that will benefit you. My mentor taught me that 10 years ago. And Freddie, some of the people that he introduced me to are still close confidants and friends, and strong business relationships exist with the people that my mentor brought to me. And he didn't bring everybody to me. This is a man that never heard of the website LinkedIn, but still could get Harvey McKay on the phone.
Wow.
Okay. But he didn't feel that, you know, he just needed to bring out these big names. He brought forward people that I still have conversations with today. And everybody knows the story that my mentor passed away 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Those connections are sound. Those connections have helped me grow my business. Those natural connectors that have the ability to think critically about you and your search, and then have that ability and that willingness to introduce you to people, is probably the best qualifying step that I can come up, you know, determine as how do you measure the strength of your network? Think about it, Freddie. The natural connector who thinks critically about you and is willing to introduce you to the people that he thinks he or she can help you out most.
That is a strong type of person and a strong link in that chain of network professionals. So are there a few questions that you would ask yourself to determine that strength? You mentioned a couple. Are there more?
There's a couple other areas that you really should factor in. Think about, does this person have a fairly good understanding of your core competencies and your past accomplishments or your teamwork and or leadership skills? That goes a long way of kind of helping that natural connector get some early traction. If someone really doesn't know who you are, it's tough for them to advocate for you. It's tough for them to introduce you and connect. Agreed?
I would agree. If they don't know you, how can they recommend you?
That's right. And I see that quite commonly where people, oh, this person's going to introduce me to this person. And well, how well do you know them? You know, a LinkedIn profile is one-dimensional. A business relationship's multidimensional. And that is the key. Another factor is a lot of people run into time constraints. If someone just is a world traveler or dealing with, you know, some health issues or working with an elderly parent, the time aspect of it may not be there for you. And so you have to think critically about that too. So those are a couple of areas that I think should come into mind when you start measuring the strength of your professional network.
So if there was something that you would ask us to take away this weekend, Joe, as we consider measuring the strength of our professional network, What should we always remember when we are approaching this topic as we look at our job search?
Well, don't wait until you have to test it. If you are in career transition or about to be, don't wait until then to test the strengths of your professional network. Start to do that now. Figure out who you have. You know, a good coach understands who he has coming back next season. Mm-hmm. I think we need to do the same. And we do need to ask those questions. Who are those natural connectors? that think critically about us and who they can introduce us to. And then they follow through. I like genuine, authentic people that I can trust. I don't care if they're a big name or no name. If they're genuine, authentic, and they follow through and they think critically about what I'm trying to achieve or vice versa, and they're a natural connector, I have the ability to do a lot of good things in collaboration with them. That's my final thought.
All right, Joe, you do some fine work at Ripple Connect.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
I'm Kirk.
And I'm Chad.
With Bricks Real Estate and the House Geeks Real Estate Show, Sundays at noon here on AM 950 with your House Geeks Market Minute. 3.07 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the 200 to 400K price range in the Minneapolis area. This is up slightly over last week and is a main indicator of demand in the marketplace. Pending home sales are down 1.3%, and the 30-year conventional interest rate is at around 4.9%. This is up over last week's 4.71.
Conclusion for buyers. With the dramatic spike in interest rates last week, it may be good to hold tight and see what happens over this next week. However, long-term, it looks like rates are going to stay higher. And for sellers, be prepared for it to take longer for homes to sell than just a few months ago. Want to know the smarter way to buy and sell homes in the Twin Cities? Check us out online at housegeeks.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Our show continues on New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell reminding you, you can find us online at www.freddiebell.com. Also, follow me on Twitter at Freddie Bell. And, of course, we're on Facebook, Freddie Bell Radio Shows. Let's talk a little bit about your money right now. We're wondering if it's okay to spend money on your adult kids. And I know a lot of people ask that question of themselves. Standard personal finance advice is for parents to shut down the family bank once children are old enough to launch their own careers and families. Empty nesters nearing the retirement age should focus on saving for their older years. Some say that's good advice, but parents aren't paying attention. At least that's the conclusion from a recent survey by money manager Merrill Lynch and demographic consultant Age Wave. Specifically, nearly 80% of parents surveyed continue to support their adult children to the tune of some $500 billion annually. That's twice what they're putting into their own retirement savings. The authors of The Financial Journey of Modern Parenting clearly signal disapproval. The question is, what's wrong with turning to their children if they need to eventually? Is that really so bad? Can you really blame parents tapping into savings to spend on their kids and their grandchildren? There are some people who are not convinced that these generous empty nesters are truly sacrificing their futures, minus the extreme cases. What better way, according to some experts, to spend savings than to spend it on children and on grandchildren? Think about the emotional returns from setting money aside for grandchildren's education. What parent doesn't want to help their adult child to get through a job loss or something even worse, maybe a divorce? Looking at living standards in the retirement years through the lens of savings is sometimes too narrow of a focus. The evidence is overwhelming that families support one another. The American family has changed dramatically over the past 50 years, but that doesn't mean that the bonds of relationships are broken. Research convincingly shows that elders and their relations are engaged with one another. When the Society of Actuaries researched the experiences of 85-plus individuals, mostly women and widowed, it found that elders were comfortable with their finances. They tend to be frugal. Most striking is that their adult children help in a variety of ways, sometimes with money, but often with shopping, household chores, and other activities. Older parents shouldn't feel guilty lending financial support to their adult children if that's how they want to spend their money within limits. That said, the family should realize that the money conversation is no longer about personal finance, but family finance. And also conversations about savings and money and expectations is critical among family members. Aging parents should openly share their finances and estate planning with their adult children and vice versa. After all, it's a family thing. We're talking about your finances this afternoon on the New Beginnings program. And how are you as we're bracing for the next recession? The last one was a big one, and few expect anything like that the next time around, but it did provide some useful lessons for the future. Here's what some financial advisors believe. They say, and you know how they are, that recessions are a natural part of growth. Unfortunately, for every five steps forward, you're still going to take a few back. If you only look at those few steps backward, of course, it's going to get worrisome. And you can't do that. You have to keep in mind that you're still looking forward. And for those feeling anxious about the next market downturn, here are three tips to help financially prepare. Number one, have a plan. Number two, evaluate the risk. And number three, keep cash on hand. Number one, having a plan. People who panic usually don't have a long-term investing plan. Don't wait until a recession hits to figure out what to do with your assets. Make a long-term plan right now that'll help you weather volatility. And then number two, we mentioned evaluate your risk. Review your portfolio and decide how much risk you're willing to take while the market is down. Adjusting your mix of stocks, bonds, and cash can make your investments more resilient to market fluctuations. And then number three, we're giving you the three ideas to help you weather the next recession. Keep cash on hand. It's important to have cash or cash-like instruments if you lose your job or the stock market has a major disruption. This includes money market accounts, short-term certificates of deposit, and checking or savings accounts. Many advisors recommend having 6 months of living expenses on hand as an emergency fund. If you're still not sure about the best way to prep, consider these additional investment moves. Number one, go on the defensive. Consider investing in reliable dividend stocks. Dividends are slices of the company's earnings periodically paid to stockholders. You're not sure where to start? Companies considered to be dividend aristocrats have increased dividends for 25 consecutive years or more, making them viable options to allocate your investments. Many dividend ETFs are available as well if you don't want to pick individual stocks. And then finally, look for companies with strong balance sheets. Consider companies that have plenty of cash and low debt because they're more likely to weather a recession. We're talking about your money this afternoon on New Beginnings. And then number three, let's talk about your goals driving your investment strategy. This month is Financial Planning Month, October, and it seems curious that any one month would be sufficient for this topic. Financial planning, after all, is a vital piece of the foundation necessary to support any successful investment strategy. There are some people, though, who might disagree. On one hand, it could be argued that successful investing is simple. Buy low, sell high. Minimize unnecessary risk. Focus on long-term results, not short-term fluctuations. Avoid emotional decisions. All of those things will improve your probability of success, but how do you define success as an investor to begin with? That's where financial planning adds so much value. A good advisor committed to the planning process can help you to quantify when to retire. When to begin collecting Social Security, how much you can comfortably spend in retirement, and of course, how aggressive your investment portfolio should be. That final point is probably the most significant. Investors are accustomed to thinking that more equity exposure will lead to higher returns. And while history has proved that to be true over the long term, higher returns also come with increased volatility. There are some cases in which less risk will actually improve your probability for success. Modern financial planning incorporates statistical modeling, often using Monte Carlo simulations that consider 1,000 different scenarios to determine the mathematical likelihood of a particular result, such as running out of money in retirement. Investing in the stock market offers no guarantees. However, using technology and sound planning can help swing the odds in our favor. So keep in mind, the objective isn't simply to quantify how aggressive you can be. Rather, is to determine the most appropriate asset allocation that will maximize the chances of achieving your goals. This is especially important after a decade-long bull market. In many cases, portfolios have become more aggressive based on the outperformance of equities, especially compared with bonds and cash. Also, an extended period of low volatility has conditioned investors to feel more comfortable owning high-risk assets. We have seen the false sense of security can be shattered fast. There is no such thing as a perfect investment strategy, but there is one that's most appropriate for you. What's yours? That's a question worth answering this month and every month. I'm Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginnings. And also, once again, you can reach us at 888-639-9738 or follow us online. You can go to our website, www.freddiebell.com. We have more coming up. Stay with us as New Beginnings continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
With your AM950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 56, and tonight, some rain before 1 a.m. with a low around 43.
And Monday, partly sunny with a high of 59 and a low around 43. EatLocalMinnesota.com's restaurant of the week is Cafe Latte. Cafe Latte is a gourmet cafeteria with an ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soup. Plus, their bakery specializes in fresh breads and desserts. Check them out at the intersection of Victoria and Grand in St. Paul.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
This is New Beginnings, and with me now is West Metro Hypnosis. Good afternoon.
Hi, Freddie. How's it going?
Unbelievable. Tell us about the website and all the important contact information.
Oh, I would love to talk to any of you. Give me a call at 952-222-3975 or check out my website at westmetrohypnosis.com.
What you did right there was fully resourced us, but that's the title of what we're talking about. But I would imagine you have a slightly different slant.
Yes, I do. So if you think about it, today is October 27th, and that means that Halloween is right around the corner, right?
It is.
And what do we love to do at Halloween?
We like to dress up and put on different faces and eat a lot of candy.
Yeah, this is true. So I'm not telling anybody to go out and eat a lot of candy, but I am bringing people's attention to that fun part about ourselves that we love to go up and we love to try on new things and dress ourselves up and break out of our old sort of patterns and be something wild and crazy and fun, maybe something that we've never been before. And just watching kids and see how joyful they are in being something and truly stepping into a different identity, even if it's a short period of time. And identity is so key in everything that we experience throughout a day. And so I really would like to invite people on this particular day to think of themselves. What if you started to believe right now, going forward, that you have always been, always will be, that nothing can change this, but that you have always been fully resourced that you came to this world as a fully resourced human being, that there was never anything ever lacking in you.
That's a powerful position.
It is. I mean, think about it. And I invite our listeners right now to try that statement on, to really try it on and step into it. What if I believed every day that I am fully resourced? And by fully resourced, I mean that you've got every resource state already within you that you would ever need. That confidence is already hardwired into you. That patience is already hardwired into you. That creativity is already a part of you. Empowerment, joy, peace, calm, that all of these things are already hardwired into the very being, that there's no place that you can go to, that you can't order them on Amazon or buy them in a store or borrow them from other people. These are all things that in order to experience them and to become them, it requires you to put them on. Just like you would put on a mermaid costume or a cowboy costume or anything else. It requires you to actually step into the identity of the resourceful state that you want to experience. It's not eluding you. It's not staying away from you. It's not something that you have to earn first, but it's already there within you. And it's just waiting for you to pay attention to it and really step into it and put it on. So as you're thinking about your Halloween costume today, also be thinking about what resource state have you not put on in a while? Your resource state of creativity or empowerment or love or joy or calm or peace or harmony, balance. I mean, I could just go on and on and on about all the different resource states, but find it, put it on, see how your day changes because you did this.
That's some powerful information, fully resourced. And you can find Kelly Von Hanekoff at westmetrohypnosis.com. And New Beginnings continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. Right now, I've got five questions to ask yourself about online colleges. With millions of college students enrolling in online courses nearly every year, nearly a third of all online college students take at least one online course. That according to the Babson Survey Research Group, but it's not for everybody. Now, if you're considering an online college degree, these are five things that you need to ask yourself. Number one, are you self-motivated? You need to be a self-starter to succeed in any classroom, but it's critical for online learning. Online degree seekers are often older than typical freshmen, and classes aren't always a top priority. To thrive in an online setting, you'll need some self-discipline. You'll also need a strategy to manage your time and energy to balance classwork with other responsibilities, that according to all the experts that we've consulted. We're giving you the five things worth asking yourself about if you're considering online college courses. Number two, do you have the right equipment? You know, you can take an course online at any time in any place, and that's the primary appeal of online education. Yet that does not mean that you should be using your smartphone to do it. You'll need a desktop or a laptop and regular access to Wi-Fi to complete coursework online. You may need to download software that your school requires as well, and in many cases, a smartphone just won't do it. So, number one, are you self-motivated? Number two, do you have the right equipment? Number three, can you adapt to online learning? Learning in an online setting may not be the best way for you to absorb information. If you're not a reader, then you probably won't enjoy online coursework, which tend to require a whole lot of reading. You are unlikely to interact much with your professor or your peers in an online course. A solo learning style may not be a fit if you rely on communicating with others. Number four, is the school that you're looking at legitimate? Programs offered by established nonprofit public or private schools are usually the safe bets, and you should research the credentials of schools without a brick-and-mortar counterpart. Start by finding top online colleges from best-of lists by reputable publications. For an extra layer of quality control, inquire about accreditation, both institutional and program-specific, with the admissions department. And number five, how will you pay for it? If you can't afford to pay for your degree, the financial aid process is the same as if you were attending a traditional college campus. You will need to submit the free application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA, and then you will receive a student aid report detailing aid that you qualify for. Schools that are accredited will be offering financial aid, and be wary if your school pushes its own loan programs. If you're more than 60 years old, you should also know that you can attend classes free of charge. We've just given you the five questions you should ask yourself about online colleges. Are you self-motivated? Do you have the right equipment? Number three, can you adapt to learning online? You also want to know if the school you're interested in is legitimate, and then there's also the financial consideration. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and our show continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month,
Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
Have you ever felt stuck trying to break a habit or change a way of thinking? Positive habits is our point of focus. When you have great habits, you can break any thought or behavior pattern that holds you back. When you willingly release the patterns that cause you to feel stuck, great things start to happen in your life. You can break free of that limiting behavior, and then you're open to consider what's really true about you. In place of the bad behavior, infuse yourself with power, strength, and vitality. You're actually free to be all that you can be. Right now, all you have to do is choose positive habits and attitudes that support your well-being and the talents that you bring to the world. Good habits are a point of focus. I'm Freddie Bell. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
I'm John Peterson of Ferndale Markets, and I'm the third generation to grow turkeys on our family farm in Cannon Falls. We've grown them the same way since 1939, free range and without antibiotics. We're proud of the way our turkey tastes naturally, so we don't add a thing, just 100% pure turkey. Reserve your free range Thanksgiving turkey today for pickup at our store right on the farm in scenic Cannon Falls or at one of our metro retail partners. Visit us at ferndalemarket.com for more information or to reserve your turkey today.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Today, I hope we will find another fascination. Whenever we experience difficulties in this human life, Unity teaches that we must start at the beginning. In other words, rather than focusing on the circumstances that disturb us, we set our attention on the essence of our life as a creation of God. In truth, we know that God creates only good. Therefore, the perfect and whole nature of our life, in essence, is good. From the standpoint of our very existence, we can align our thoughts, feelings, and actions to be in harmony with the central truth of our nature. In time, our human experiences become ever more perfect expressions of our spiritual reality as God's wonder-filled creation. This is why our Unity teachings about life began with a so-called statement of being by Charles Fillmore in his first book, Christian Healing. It was his attempt in 1909 to give the first formal outline of Unity teachings. He was inspired by a similar work of Emily Cady, known as Lessons of Truth, that began with a statement of being. And they were both inspired by the teacher of teachers, Emma Curtis Hopkins, who taught thousands from her seminary in Chicago, including the Fillmores, Cady, and later Ernest Holmes. In Europe, at the same time, Rudolf Steiner was teaching a detailed account of the design of the human being by creative forces of the universe. And we've now formed a study group meeting on Mondays here to study Steiner's concept or story of our life. Of course, we can go back very far in human history to see this idea unfold. Unity considers the Bible in its most essential truth to be an account of the evolving consciousness of humanity as God's creation. In the Hebrew Scriptures, we have the account of Moses daring before the burning bush to ask God his or her name, which was considered in that culture the same as asking God, what is the nature of your existence? The divine reply came forth, Eya Asher Eya, Eya Asher Eya, which can be interpreted as, I am that I am. I am who I am. I am what I will be. Existence itself. Professor Christine Hayes of Yale states, this is the Bible's explanation for the name of Yahweh as the personal name of God. Some have argued that the name Yahweh expresses the quality of being, an active, dynamic, creative being. And so, as the creation story of the book of Genesis describes the human being as being created in the image and likeness of the Elohim, or the gods, then we must realize that we are active, dynamic, creative beings. Now, we can live our lives from without or from within. When we live from without, that is, defining who we are by the outer experiences of our life, the circumstances of our life, then by that definition, we become no more than our circumstances, our story so far. If we live from within, that is, defining who we are by the essential truth that we have come from God, our source of life, then we are more than our circumstances, more than our story. In nature, we are unending, limitless, filled with possibility. Unity teaches that the I Am is our divine name. Or, as I'm suggesting in our lesson today, we may say, I exist. I exist as an essential part of God's creation. We associate ourselves with limitless life, not with limited circumstances. This is but a beginning. And it can be a great mistake for any student or seeker of truth to be lost in the infinite idea, which, if untethered or ungrounded, can be what Rudolf Steiner called in German, cloud cuckoo land. And we never demonstrate these ideals of truth in our daily living. A great statement, perhaps a little more poetic, was given by Henry David Thoreau. If you have built castles in the air, your work need not be lost. That is where they should be. Now, put foundations under them on earth. And so these high ideals are for our inspiration, for our power, but we must give them expression in our daily living. In the next 2 weeks, we will evolve this idea further of how we give outer expression in the world to these inner ideals that we hold. We must demonstrate the truth we inwardly know through our daily life. Many of you know it's even printed on the back of our bulletin every Sunday. But the five basic principles or tenets of unity, which end with the fifth one, which is so important to understand that it's not enough to inwardly know or meditate upon truth. Yes, that empowers us, that heals us, that restores us, that inspires us. But that fifth step, we must walk the truth we know.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in. Bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.